Carl Sabatino at Rollins Smith. This is Smith Sabatino on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Roland, we carry on.
Well, you're a history buff, as you have often said on this program.
Yes, I am.
And I was reading a book the other day that I took some notes, and wasn't sure whether you'd be aware of some of these things. So it's about the Civil War.
Let's go.
Okay. Did you know that the Civil War was known as a war of firsts?
That I did know.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. It was the first successful use of a submarine.
That's correct.
The first flamethrowers, the first landmine fields, the first hospital ships, the first Army Ambulance Corps, a first workable machine gun, the first income tax started during the war, as did the U.S. Secret Service. A press corps began covering the battles, and it was the first use of the bugle call taps.
And I always thought in those first, it was the first use of women in combat.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that 7 men, 4 in blue and 3 in gray, later ended up serving on the United States Supreme Court? Justices Oliver Wendell Holmes, John Harlan, William Woods, and Stanley Matthews wore Union uniforms. Justices Edward White, Horace Lerton, Lucius Lamar fought for the Confederacy.
That I didn't know.
Isn't that interesting? And in 1862, on a September afternoon, federal troops had crossed Antietam Creek and were moving on Sharpsburg, and resistance was heavy. There was a short rest, and a sergeant for the commissary section of an Ohio regiment volunteered to carry a bucket of hot coffee and cooked rations to the men on the firing line. That guy was William McKinley.
Oh, be damned.
Isn't that something?
That's fascinating. You know, there were so many... That was such a personal war, and probably the last personal war that we've had, and hopefully we'll ever have in
among
this country.
Among families, yeah.
It was among families. The families divided right down the middle.
Confederate General John Breckinridge, a former Vice President of the United States under James Buchanan, faced in battle two future presidents, Rutherford Hayes and William McKinley. This is fascinating when I was reading this.
Fascinating stuff. I have been... Have you ever been to Gettysburg?
Yes, I have.
I've only been there once, and I can tell you, though I did not see any of the what they call the ghosts, you can almost feel the men. You can almost, when you walk on the actual battlefield,
mm-hmm.
You can almost feel the emotions. It's really quite amazing. It's a hell of an experience.
I got one more for you. When the war was over, Confederate President Jefferson Davis was being driven by carriage through Augusta, Georgia, to a federal prison. An 8-year-old boy was watching out the window of a Presbyterian minister's house. His name, Woodrow Wilson.
That's fascinating.
I mean, that ties us all together.
And we don't realize how close.
Oh boy,
that was in terms of
time. Yeah.
We went into the Second World War, which is 1944. The Civil War.
Well, we were in there 41.
It was less than 80 years before.
Yeah.
And so we were right there. And some people, I think the last Civil War person died just before World War II, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was in his 90s. He was the last one to live. But the fascination is that's how close we were.
No.
To it, and we always we missed it, and we never. I don't remember anyone ever talking about it, even in our profession, talking about it from that perspective.
No, I know. I mean, I remember as a kid, Spanish-American War veterans being the parade leaders in my little small town. Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating? I had a friend who gave me his father's Spanish-American War memorabilia.
Hmm.
He didn't know what to do with it. I said, I'll take it. Apparently. And the fascinating letters that he had in this box, I actually gave them to a museum because they belong in a museum. Fascinating stuff. They talked about America as we would not imagine it even to be spoken about. It was almost as if they were talking about a different country. That's fascinating to me. But the hopes and the dreams were beyond imagination. They were hoping that everything would be bigger than life.
Sure.
And today we have a much more measured respect for it.
Yes, we do. You know, I didn't mean to take us off the subject of some of our music, but what have you got coming up for us?
Well, I've got coming up two songs that are my very favorite. This is Rosemary Clooney, who I absolutely adore. I had the pleasure of knowing her. Christmas Time Is Here. What a wonderful job she does on this song. This music, by the way, most of it that you're hearing is never played anymore. And Tony Bennett's Christmas Land. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on with the music.
Come along, follow me, let me take you to Christmas land. It's a place very near where you'll find your own wonderland. Waiting there for you, you will see all the friends. Santa Claus will be there. There'll be toys and some mistletoe. All the things that you loved as a child many years ago. Come and take my hand. We'll find happiness. Let's go to Christmas land. Come and take my hand. We'll go, you and I, to find our Christmas land.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.